Clark Kellogg was just with us from CBS Sports. Talked college basketball, talked about the legend that he is here in Northeast Ohio. Brian Anderson scheduled to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll see. I mean, he's got to be – if he doesn't join us today, I won't be surprised. He's a regular with us. But, I mean, obviously, they got a lot of stuff going on with Tampa right now. And, you know, they're playing at Steinbrenner Field because Tropicana Field – was still Tropicana Field? I can't remember what the last name of it was.
Yeah, it is Tropicana Field.
Okay, so
– you're good.
I mean, obviously, they had, you know, severe weather damage, so – I got to tell you, the Yankees and the Rays did a really nice job of converting Steinbrenner Field down there in Tampa to be able to, you know, give the Rays a place to be able to play baseball this year inside, you know, their own little area rather than having to move and play games on the road somewhere. I mean, who knows? They could have ended up playing games in Miami if they...
If you're able to get out there, go see a game, because you'll never be closer in your life to a Major League Baseball game than you will going in that stadium and watching it.
Yeah, they did. I mean, if you see the pictures of what they did, it's actually really cool. So we'll talk to Brian about that, hopefully at noon. We're hoping he's with us. Danny Green's going to join us at 1 o'clock, our Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. We'll talk about the Cavaliers. Magic number now 5 in clinching the Eastern Conference. So,
all right. We just talked to Clark Kellogg.
Yeah.
His big complaint was the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of everybody's complaint right now. Transfer portal is going on right now during March Madness. It's throwing a bunch of hiccups into a lot of different things. It's taking the spotlight away from what we should be paying attention to. I have the solution.
Give it to me.
Take the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
Move it to Memorial Day.
For all sports?
I think so.
I don't know. How's football going to feel about that?
Andy, if you can't get a team together and ready to play in September that you put together in May, that's on you, bud. Like that, I'm looking at a coach on that one, and I'm saying, dude, you've got, what is that? That would be close to 3 months? If you can't get this together in 3 months, that's a you problem. Like, I don't know how else to spin this. Because the way, if you move it to Memorial Day, what you'll do is you get past finals. So the academic part is out of it. I know, stop laughing. But you get past finals, you get past the tournament, you get to the end of the semester, so you're not worrying as much about different classes and credits and all of that kind of stuff. And Memorial Weekend, the only thing that's really going on around the sports calendar is baseball and a little bit of basketball, NBA basketball in between there. So if you took the transfer portal and you stuck it, let's say the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, you could own that entire weekend of transfer portal. Just put it right there at the end of the semester, and then that way it's as clean as it gets. Thoughts?
You know, I think it doesn't matter when you put the transfer portal out there. I mean, as much as, and I'll be honest, I'll think about Olympic sports here then too,
sure.
Right? So, you know, you're not, NCAA track and field doesn't hit until June.
Right.
So now you've got those guys and gals who are portal. You know,
but I mean, baseball, we can stagger this.
I mean, let's be honest. The College Baseball World Series is a pretty awesome thing. Is it as big as college basketball? No, it's not.
No, and the College Softball World Series is unbelievable, too. Like, College Softball World Series down in Oklahoma is awesome. But maybe not the end-all, be-all, but at least with the basketball one, maybe we stagger this thing
and that's
pick different
I think,
sports at different times.
I think the answer should be the transfer portal can't open until the last day of the NCAA championship. So, you know, next Monday is college basketball final. Not this Monday, but the following Monday is the last day for college basketball, right?
Yes.
Or the women are on Tuesday, or the women on Tuesday? I can't remember.
I think the women might be on Tuesday. But
okay. So whatever, make it the Wednesday after, whatever. So is once, I do think it would make an interesting loophole for multi-sport athletes, but that I'm not going to even take that into consideration
so,
right now.
Yeah, so
just
maybe,
so whenever your season ends, you can't enter the transfer portal until the day after the season's over. I don't know. Why is that so hard?
But there has to be some.
And I know you're looking at the academic part of it,
right,
too.
There has
I get
to
that.
Be some reflection in the academic calendar, especially you're talking about the baseball, softball, swimming, track and field, that kind of stuff. That falls on the academic side more than it does for basketball and football, which are the
football
abnormalities,
yeah.
Right? So I wonder if maybe football, you do it. You can't do it at the end of finals because they've yanked the season so long. So I wonder if maybe you open it second week of January, but that's tough because you got to get back. Usually by Martin Luther King Day is when they have all the students come back in between the semesters. So with lengthening this playoff, it's made it a little bit tougher to do the transfer portal inside of there. So football, I got to work on that one. I got to figure out a date for that one. But I think basketball makes the most sense if you just do it at the end of the academic calendar. And then that way it becomes fair game that you could put this together. And maybe football's the same way. Maybe football only gets one transfer portal. And you just do it right at the end of the academic year. And you don't do it in between the semesters because there isn't time. If you sign up, and maybe that helps this moving around and all that stuff. If you sign up, you got to stay the full year. Maybe that's the answer. And you just got to maybe be a little hard line on it. I don't know. Again, I'm kicking this around because I think there's got to be a better way to do this. And I think the academic calendar may end up being the answer we're all looking for as to how we can make this all work without making the transfer portal a distraction inside of the NCAA tournament or making the transfer portal a distraction inside of bowl season.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the big picture thing here is, I mean, we're watching the NCAA basketball tournament play out in front of us. And then we're talking about, well, hey, see you guys. Peace out. Later. I'm done after the game. Or, you know,
I mean,
or
that whole McNeese State thing with Will Wade. I mean, God, that was so obnoxious and something that should have been awesome is that we were spending the entire time watching Will Wade coach going, okay, well, he's going to be coaching somewhere else the minute they're out of the tournament. I mean, they're even saying it on the broadcast. Like, it was so not hidden that even the broadcasters were like, yeah, Will Wade, the minute that this tournament run ends, he's out. You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
But there's a part of college athletics, too, that we've always kind of known where, you know, especially, well, I don't even know if that's true, but it seems like it's always been more on the coach's side. Like, teams that always were going to bowl games, and you knew that an assistant coach was going to be, I don't think there's any problem when you're moving up, right? If there's an assistant coach that gets a head coach's job somewhere else, then you wonder, well, you know, oh, they're the coordinator for this game, for this bowl game, for this national championship.
But at least,
you know, they're going, it was easier to swallow.
Yeah.
Watching athletes now participate in these NCAA events, knowing that, you know, this is probably the last time. And it's not like they're a senior, you know?
Right. You know, you're talking, I mean, gosh, freshmen are going, you know, go pro and all that kind of stuff. And that's the way the rules are laid out. There's got to be a way. And I think we're on to something with moving this thing to Memorial, to where you've got that long weekend. You could dominate the sports calendar on top of the fact that you are away from everything and finals are typically done. So then that way, again, you have the academic calendar. You could have the coaches' movement involved. You could have the transfer portal going too. I think we're on to something there. And I think that might be an answer the NCAA should look at.
All right. That's something to contemplate. It's a major distraction, though. I think it just takes away from what, you know, your ultimate goal is in the beginning of the season. That's to try to win a championship or, you know, to at least fulfill the requirements to your own teammates about not being a distraction while you're trying to win, you know, in the NCAA basketball tournament or any other tournament, baseball, track, or any other field. All right, so let's come back. Oh, you got a piece of news?
Oh, yeah, I'll just give you a little bit of news here. The Guardians have announced their minor league affiliate rosters. I know something typically we would not pay a whole lot of attention to, but a certain Australian is going to be playing shortstop in Akron.
All right, let's talk more about that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Opening day.
Sorry, second base. I can't believe I said that.
That's okay.
Australian will be playing second base in Akron.
Well, in Australia, wouldn't it be the other? I don't know. 216-474-0092.
I don't think the infield works like the toilet.
Sometimes.